Energy officials in North Carolina say tens of thousands of residents in Moore County should have power restored by tonight. Two electrical substations were damaged by gunfire on Saturday night, blanketing the entire county in darkness and closing schools and businesses. The FBI and state authorities have joined the investigation into the attack, and Democratic Governor Roy Cooper is calling it malicious and criminal. Governor Cooper joins us now. Welcome.
Good morning.
What's the situation like on the ground right now? What do people need?
Well, people have been without power since Saturday night. This was an attack against an entire community, plunging them into darkness, causing problems for hospitals, adult care homes, traffic signals. Our priority has been public safety and the health of the people of Moore County. Obviously, when you're bringing in generators and having to make sure we have mass feedings and shelters, it's almost like a hurricane has hit the area. But they are anticipating power to be back on in some places this afternoon, in some places this evening. And I have talked with the CEO of Duke Energy and have stayed in constant contact with them. They are working 24/7. To get power back on.
And I think something that many people might not realize is that the water supply has also been affected for some residents, because in the rural area, well water gets shut off when the power goes out. Is that still a big problem for people there?
Well, what we're doing is making sure that people have water available. But yes, when you lose all power, there are a lot of issues that come up. And it shows us that the critical infrastructure, our power grid, we need to look at ways to strengthen it. There are things that we can do to harden our structures and to make sure they are more protected from these intentional attacks. Obviously, this person or persons knew what they were doing, knew that the shots that they fired would disable this substation, and the result has been misery for a community since Saturday night.
Does that make you think, since, as you just said, they knew what they were doing, the Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Fields also echoing that this might have been an inside job, somebody who worked at the substation?
State, federal, and local investigators are working in a coordinated way to investigate this incident. I think they are looking at all motives and are chasing down all leads. So investigators are working very hard to try to find who did this. And in the meantime, we want to keep people safe. We want to look at how we can strengthen our infrastructure, because we know potentially this is a vulnerability throughout the country.
So tell me what you think you can do in the here and the now to start fortifying around your substations right there. It is a national problem, you're right, but what could you do and what are you doing there to make sure that something like this doesn't happen again?
Well, first, law enforcement is being very vigilant around other substations in the area, checking on them. We do not have any information of any specific credible threats to any other substations at this point. But many of these remote substations that serve fewer people are more vulnerable. And there are cost-effective measures that can be taken to fortify these substations. And that's what the conversation is right now with our utility companies. We're meeting today, actually, with officials from Duke Energy, our Department of Public Safety, and all of the officials who have looked at this. There have been studies before on hardening structures, hardening substations, doing more to prevent what could just be vandalism. We've had that before, people randomly trying to vandalize these substations, all the way to this type of intentional act where people had knowledge of how to completely disable the substation.
If I may, Your state is also at the center of a big Supreme Court case about elections and democracy, and at issue is a fringe legal theory that would remove some of the checks and balances and give much more power to state legislatures in federal elections. And you wrote in the New York Times this week that this theory would upend democracy. What are your concerns?
I have deep concerns how that will affect the conduct of federal elections. And we've seen a lot of schemes conducted here in North Carolina that have made it harder for certain populations to vote. I hope the Supreme Court will follow what Chief Justice Roberts said in an earlier precedent about these issues should be decided by states in state courts.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Deepa.